Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Emergency call. Just before the shift changeover, Thomas Meyerhoff and Claudia Gerold get an emergency call. Can you go to number 7 Bauerngasse, please? Domestic dispute. The police are already there. Claudia looks questioningly at Thomas. What can that mean then? Thomas shrugs his shoulders. No idea. Let's see. Situation at the scene. Even from the stairs, they can hear loud music. Two police officers and several neighbors are standing outside the entrance to the flat on the second floor. Claudia greets the police colleagues. Hello, how can we help? One of the police officers summarizes the situation quickly. We were called by a neighbor because of the loud music. Frau Meyer, the tenant, lives alone in the flat, and according to the neighbors, she has been in the psychiatric unit in the last year with big problems. The police officer further explains that Frau Meyer opened the door on a chain at first. When she saw us, she shut the door straight away and started shouting that she won't let herself be taken away and locked up. Third-party patient history. As the situation is not really clear, Thomas turns to the neighbors standing around. Can you tell me a little more about Frau Meyer, please? One elderly lady introduces herself as Frau Obolewski and explains that Frau Meyer is normally a very quiet and friendly tenant. In the past year, however, Frau Meyer's mother died unexpectedly and this really upset her. When Frau Meyer came back to her flat after a long stay in a psychiatric unit, Frau Obolewski had looked out for her. We would have a cup of tea together now and then. But then, 2 weeks ago, she found out that she was losing her job, and since then she has become very withdrawn, and she won't let me into the flat anymore, the neighbor explains. Unfortunately, she doesn't know who Frau Meyer's GP is. Frau Meyer opens the door. After Claudia and Thomas have spoken to the police, they ask the neighbors to go back to their flats. Thomas turns to Frau Obolewski. It would be really nice if you could help us. Frau Meyer seems to trust you. Please, can you knock on the door again and ask her to open it? The police will move down one floor and wait there. After a few attempts, Frau Meyer opens the door just a crack. Claudia and Thomas have already decided that Claudia should do the talking. Hello, Frau Meyer. My name is Claudia Gerold and I'm from the emergency services. I'd like to talk to you. Could you open the door, please? Slowly, Frau Meyer opens the door fully. Acute psychosis. Frau Meyer seems very frightened, but against her expectations, she lets Thomas and Claudia in. Not them, she whispers, pointing at the police officers in the stairwell. They just want to lock me away. Inside the flat, the patient explains that she feels threatened by one of the neighbors. I think he's installed cameras in my flat. What's more, I hear voices at night that want to drive me out of the house. While Claudia talks empathetically to the patient, Thomas calls the patient's GP. The GP explains that Frau Meyer has been treated in hospital for depression. Although Frau Meyer had not shown any signs of psychosis, her mother had often been treated in the psychiatric unit for psychotic episodes and last year had taken her own life. Thomas passes this information on to his colleague. Frau Meyer, I think you need help and you could come with us to the hospital. Immediately, the young patient reacts dismissively and shouts, "You don't want to help me. You only want to lock me up." Claudia and Thomas try again to calm her, but each time transport to the hospital is mentioned, the situation only escalates further. Compulsory admission. Claudia and Thomas withdraw a little and talk about what to do next. Claudia, I don't think we can get any further here. Let's let the police explain that a compulsory admission to the psychiatric hospital is necessary. Claudia nods and goes back to dealing with Frau Meyer while Thomas talks to the police officers. Shortly afterwards, they decide to call an emergency doctor to help calm the patient with medication. Unfortunately, in this case, admission to the hospital against the patient's will can't be avoided.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Rettenredaktion.